Welcome to Love Lighthouse podcast, and broadcast today, or this evening, or whenever you get this, is with me, Vicky Elizabeth Semple. We'll be reading from Esther. And they gave them drink in vessels of gold, the vessels being diverse one from another, and royal wine in abundance according to the state of the king. And the drinking was according to the law. None did compel, for so the king had appointed to all officers of his house that they should do according to every man's pleasure. Also Vashti the queen made a feast for the women in the royal house which belonged to King Ahasuerus. On the seventh day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded Mehuman, Bitzta, Harbona, Bigtar, and Abakthar, Zethar, and Karkas, the seven chamberlains that served in the presence of Ahasuerus, the king, to bring Vashti the queen before the king with the crown royal, to show the people and the princes her beauty, for she was fair to look on.
When God calls, we have to go. We have to follow the path that God sets us on. Throughout our lives, and it's amazing just how well we're rewarded when we do take heed to that which is invisible, and different people who are not of the faith may try to persecute and call you all sorts of names for that. That's, you know, blessed are they who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, of course. But we know, because God gives us synchronicities, rewards, if you will. Shows us that what we're doing is aligned to God, that we're on the right path. Like what happened recently, what I've been talking about on my recent podcast broadcasts, the undeniably strong presence of God was one of them. And how just reading from the Bible three times to the point where I would hone in on five lines which would contain the name Emmanuel, and later that day, in an extraordinary set of circumstances, I would meet someone called Emmanuel, a name not common for this area in Scotland at all. And that was God's way of really letting me know that my obedience was spot on. There was no way that I was going to question my obedience to God and my faith. Some other people might try to test us, might try to say nasty things about our faith. But with the amount of feedback I get through responses through worldly situations coming together in this lifetime, there's no way that I'm ever going to drop my faith for any persecutor, ever.
In the rest of this story, some of you might know that Queen Vashti doesn't entertain the king. And in some ways, some might argue that this is good. This is, you know, this is her standing up for women's rights and, you know, not for bowing to certain inappropriate requests. For example, we hear that the king thought that she was beautiful and he wanted other people to gaze upon her beauty. And of course, women are more than just their looks, more than just their beauty. But if he meant her beauty from the inside and out, then maybe there would be a lot more to it. If we just don't get too complicated about it and just look at this as a way of understanding God, and when God calls us to do something and how we need to be obedient, then we can understand it from that simplistic side and look at it just that way for now. That would be really helpful. And so when God calls us to something, we must go. Now, we know that as Queen Vashti didn't go, she lost her position with the king, and of course a new queen was chosen. So it's very, very serious, in other words. our position with God, our relationship to God, can be entirely altered unless we're very, very clear about being aligned with God. And so we want to really take our time to reflect on what it means to follow God's path, because some people might miss the path or might delay from the path or might go off a certain path because they might be concerned about it not being God's will. And so it's discerning, rightfully so, what is really God's will and what's maybe something a bit worldly, and therefore making the right decisions based on that. And how we know that something is of God's will is that it will be loving of God with all of our heart, our mind, our body and our soul. And it will also be loving of others around about us, ourselves and others. It will be loving of God and ourselves, and of course of others too. So it will be something that will be good for everybody. And sometimes that's difficult when, you know, you've got a persecution type of situation and you're trying to make the best type of decision and take the right type of path and try to walk with God when you're being persecuted. Now, that is when it's really serious, when your path is really serious, you're likely to be persecuted and, you know, you need to choose the right path. But it can be quite tempting to choose certain paths, but we have to be responsible with God and trust in God. In the end, God will make everything right with us that are righteous with him anyway. Now, I want to leave this part of our broadcast there for now. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope that you've really enjoyed this particular part of the podcast, this broadcast today or tonight or whenever you get this. And do join me again very, very soon for more broadcasts here on Love Lighthouse Podcast.